This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Floodwaters in Burlington are receding, but officials warn people to stay away from barricades and the Fox River due to dangerous currents. Those in Burlington are encouraged to report damage, and help is available through Red Cross cleanup kits and curbside debris pickup. People with no place to park in Burlington can do that at the Festival Park. Water levels are also dropping in western Kenosha County, though the Fox River there remains above flood stage. Flooding has closed roads, damaged homes, and required rescues from emergency crews. Kenosha County and other municipalities have declared emergencies to support recovery efforts. Authorities in Racine, Kenosha, and across the state are warning about a scam text posing as the Wisconsin DMV. The message falsely claims recipients owe money and threaten penalties to trick them into sharing personal information. Officials advise deleting the text, reporting it as junk, and contacting the DMV only through their official channels. Milwaukee-based Brady Corporation is acquiring a Honeywell business for $1.4 billion. The purchase will expand Brady's capabilities in barcode scanning, tracking, and mobile technology. The deal is expected to close in the second half of this year. A Milwaukee teenager is in custody after allegedly leading police on a stolen car chase in Racine County. Authorities say the pursuit last week crossed roads, yards, and near a school before ending near 5 Mile and 76th Street. The 17-year-old female faces felony charges, including eluding police and reckless endangerment. And Kenosha Tremper High School senior Dallin Arndt won Wisconsin's top honor in a state Shakespeare competition. His performance earned him a spot among 40 students nationwide. He'll represent Kenosha at Lincoln Center in New York later this month. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The Wisconsin governor's race is turning into a debate over who can actually win statewide. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez said in a recent forum that she has the best shot in a general election, while also questioning the chances of Mandela Barnes and Francesca Hong. Kelda Royce is making her own electability argument, saying on WISN 12's Upfront program that Barnes underperformed in his 2022 Senate run. Royce also says the endorsement from Wisconsin's largest teachers union gives her campaign momentum. More Wisconsin women will soon get better access to cancer screenings and extended care after pregnancy under two new state laws soon to kick in. One law requires insurance to fully cover additional breast cancer tests for women with dense breast tissue or higher risk, helping catch cancer earlier and avoid costly delays. Another expands Medicaid coverage for new moms from just 60 days to a full year after giving birth. It all starts July 1st. State leaders say the changes are meant to improve health outcomes, reduce preventable deaths, and make sure women don't skip care because of cost. And as spring migration ramps up, the DNR wants people to watch birds and help protect them at the same time. More than 350 species travel through the state each year, following seasonal light changes. The DNR say birds face added risks during migration, including collisions and habitat loss. They're asking people to turn off lights at night, make windows safer, and plant native species. The annual Wisconsin Birdathon is also happening now to raise money for bird conservation. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Tigers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight in downtown Detroit against the Tigers. Left-hander Kyle Harrison gets the start. Harrison and what he likes about working with Brewers catcher William Contreras.
It was awesome. I mean, from starting off in the bullpen, you know, him ripping things back at me. And, you know, it's just that consistency. He wants that consistency. And that's everything in pitching, you know, tunneling, all that. And he gets it. He gets it. And just awesome having conviction back there. That's the way I would sum it up.
NFL, Bo Melton is back with the Pack. The 26-year-old wide receiver and defensive back has signed a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Head coach Matt LaFleur on Melton.
I just love the energy he brings to our football team. A great competitor. The moment's never too big. You've seen him make plays in all three phases. You know, just a Swiss Army knife. There's nothing he can't do.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a really nice day today. Lots of sunshine with a high in the upper 60s to near 70 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.